Templars.
Hello. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. Good. I got the password for the Google. I couldn't reach the guys. The username, I didn't get the username from the secretary. She just gave me the password for the Google.
Okay, for the Google what, hon?
For the Google account.
Okay, to get into your Trash Panda Google account or to get into the Templar one?
Templars.
Okay. All right. So you have the username. You don't have the password.
No, I have the password.
You don't have the username. Okay.
I have the username.
Okay. Either way, we will be able, because we have the Google, you know, we have the relationship with Google where we're able to claim over it if we can't get into it, because you're the business owner. So that's not a problem for us.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be able to help you out. So have you decided which package you want to go with? Do you want to go with the package that's going to go ahead and do the Facebook and the Google listing and the Google guarantee, or which one did you want to go with this morning?
Let's just start with the normal Google, and I'll work on the Google guarantee after.
Okay.
Because, well, most of my employees, we don't got a PIN record.
Okay, but do you? In
yeah.
The last 7 years, you do? Okay. So
yeah.
that's fine as long as you as the business owner do. You know, you don't have to put the employees on there if you don't want to. As long as the business owner, the person who owns the company and has the insurance and stuff like that does, then you're usually in a pretty good spot.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want to, this morning you want to do the $249 package that has the Google and the Facebook, and then do you want to hold off on the Google guarantee application, or you want to go ahead and throw it in?
What information do you need from me for the Google guarantee application?
Well, you'll need to upload that information to the application itself. It's going to be your social security number. It's going to be the business license. It's going to be the insurance and just the business name and stuff like that. It takes like 10 minutes to fill out, but you don't have to do it right this moment, obviously, if you're busy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and that one is how much to get started?
So that's $250 as well. So it's the $249 is the monthly reoccurring on the regular package, and then the one-time $250 application fee for the Google guarantee. Or I can follow back up with that in a couple of weeks and see where you're at with that.
Yeah, let's do that. At least for now, I want to transfer Templars over to Splash.
Get that going. Okay. So.
Yeah.
I need to review a little bit of information here real quick. So with the Trash Pandas, we have that under this phone number. The phone number ending in 9187, we decided is no good anymore. Is that correct?
9187 is going to be for Trash Panda.
Only.
And then this one, 5898, is going to be for Templars, which I told them 2 months ago to switch, and that's why I'm going with you guys.
Okay, we got you. I'm just updating everything here in the system. That way, there's no problems. Okay, let me go ahead and do this. One moment. Okay, let me get the director over here. To change this for me. Let's see. Okay. in 5898 taken off this account entirely so I can create a new account with this phone number, please. Client is on the line waiting. Okay. All right. In the meantime, let me get a little bit of information while he sets that for me. I have the business address is 225 East 3rd Street in Escondido, California, 92025. Is that correct?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. For Templar, I have the business address is 225 East 3rd Street in Escondido, California, 92025.
No. Is that what it shows for the Google account or no?
What it shows for the Google account is 970 West Valley Parkway, Suite
709.
Is that the accurate one?
Yeah, that's
okay, cool.
That's the one.
Let me change out this information then. Okay, go ahead. That's why we just verify everything. We want to make sure that we
that's,
have all the right stuff.
That's a P.O. box, and that's where I have everything registered, and I can have up to 5 businesses registered to that P.O. box.
Okay. So it doesn't show here that it's a P.O. box, which is the best, and I would never again mention that it's a P.O. box, because if you mention to Google or to anybody that's a P.O. box, they're going to make you change it. So we just leave it as is. That's the address where the business is at, and that's that. Only because I don't want you hassled up. I don't want any issues for you or anything like that. You know what I mean? So I just want to make sure that it's all good. Okay. So I've got that. And then for this, additionally, what are the hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
8 to 5.
8 to 5. Is that Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me go ahead. Any emergency services?
Go ahead.
Do you have any emergency services? Are you offering any emergency services?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Okay. And is there an additional charge for those emergency services? Are you charge a trip charge? Okay, cool. And then do you need a website for Templar, or are you happy with this one that you have here?
For now, let's just keep that one.
Okay. Okay. You do always have the option to upgrade. And then let me see here. Let me go in and take a look. Okay. And then I'm looking at Templar. Is there a Facebook page for it yet? I don't see it.
There is.
There is. Perfect. Okay. They'll get access to that during client onboarding. Okay. Got it. And then the radius in and around Escondido, how far out do you want to service?
Do you have a map in front of you?
I don't. I'm just going to put the mile radius, and then the technician is going to, like, when you do client onboarding, they're going to get down to the specifics with the cities and such.
Okay.
Are you going to serve, like, the whole county? Or you could go up to 50 miles.
No. If I'm going to be paying all this, I want to pinpoint exactly what I want.
Absolutely.
15-mile radius.
Okay, 15. All right. Got that. Okay. And then I'm going to schedule your client onboarding call, David. This is a, 20 to 30 minute phone interview that goes to get the company completely to go ahead and get everything completely onboarded. I have appointments today starting as early as between 9 and 10, 10 and 11, 11 and 12. 1 and 2, 2 and 3, or 3 and 4. Which time frame would you like?
What, today?
We can do it today, yeah, or we can do it Tuesday for your client onboarding. It's up to you.
This is a Friday.
Today is Friday. Oh, you want to do it next Friday? Next Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. What time next Friday do you want to do it?
7.
7 a.m.? You got it.
7.
Okay. And I'm going to be out of the office that day. That's my birthday. So the technician will be calling. Thank you. The technician will be calling from our 877 phone number just to get everything squared away and moving forward for you. They will make that contact directly and go ahead and get everything going. Now, I know that you want it going to a different email address than the one that we had on file previously with the white lash. What is the email address for Templar?
It's Templars
mm-hmm.
with an S, plural, and then
yes,
another
sir.
S for cell at Gmail. Templars and then cell at Gmail. Two S's today.
At Gmail. Got it. Okay. Let me go ahead and lock this in. Okay. Got it. There we go. Okay. All right. So for the cards you're putting on file for this one, David, is it going to be, is the billing address going to be the Parkway address?
Yes. The address is going to be the 970.
Okay. Perfect. And then are we using the same card that we have on file currently for Trash Pandas, or is it a different card?
No, that's a different card.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay. Her number is 4259-0720-5415-5329.
Okay. Expiration month in here.
827. Security 136.
You got me. Perfect. Okay. And then I'm going to process that in just a minute. I'm trying to see here, give me just a second, what all I've got. I've got you down for that. Okay, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to do the 249. We're going to get it going with this, and then you will receive that email notification with the invoice for your records, as it is a complete tax write-off on your end of your business taxes to get everything going. And the client onboarding is scheduled for next Friday. So we'll go ahead and get that going. Other than that, David, is there anything else that you need from me at the moment?
Not at the moment.
All right. Then I'll follow back up with you next week, not Friday, the following week when I get back to see where you're at with getting the Google Guarantee going, okay?
Okay.
All right. I look forward to working with you and talking to you soon, David. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.